And a group of scientists in Queensland would no doubt agree with Dr. Earle's message about the importance of the ocean and its creatures. Marine biologists from the University of Queensland have just released some surprising findings about their research mapping the genome of the sea sponge. They've found that its genes are remarkably similar to those of humans, and that the sea sponge may contribute more to human medical research than anyone ever imagined. Carly Laird prepared this report.
Fun. Thanks, SpongeBob. Ooh. In the name of Texas, hold on, SpongeBob.
For anyone who thought the cartoon character SpongeBob SquarePants was a bit far-fetched, think again. Bernie Degnan is a professor of marine biology at the University of Queensland. He says although sea sponges certainly can't talk and don't have their own apartments under the sea, they are indeed clever marine animals.
Sponges, just by their natural biology, do things that we only wish we can engineer in a biomedical laboratory.
Professor Degnan and his colleagues have just completed the first genome sequence of the squelchy organisms. They found that sponges are very similar to our own gene makeup.
Turns out this sponge is the first marine organism in Australian waters to have its genome fully sequenced, assembled, and annotated, which means it's been analysed to completion. By having all that genomic information, and we've been able to start to tease apart the way sponges actually work, and funny, try and relate that back to our own condition. So even though sponges and humans have kind of split off from each other at least 600 million years ago, we can find a whole range of molecular characteristics, genes, that are shared between sponges and humans.
But Bernie Degnan says the most significant finding of the sequence in relation to human medical research is to do with the stem cells of sponges.
Basically, they have the capacity to take any cell in their adult body and transdifferentiate it back into a stem cell. So it's imagine like all of a sudden some of the cells in your skin could actually convert back into a cell that can give rise to other cell types.
That's something researchers have been trying to do in humans for quite a while, with some recent success by creating what's called induced pluripotent stem cells. But Professor Degnan says the sea sponges' cells work even better.
But the cool thing about sponges is that those stem cells are what they call totipotent, which is they can then give rise to any other cell type in the body. So they're kind of like the dream stem cell for human medicine, being able to take any cell, convert it back down to like an embryonic stem cell, and then having that cell be able to be then differentiated into any other cell type in the body.
He's not, however, suggesting we extract these stem cells for use in human medicine, but rather learn from sea sponges how this natural process takes place. Professor Richard Boyd, the director of the Immunology and Stem Cell Laboratories at Monash University, thinks that has merit.
Human body is a very complex organism, and to be able to take a much more simpler system such as these sponges and look at the single cells of the sponge breaks down all those complexities, and we can look at those individual cells and say, well, what secrets do they hold, which we can then apply back to a much more complex system like intact humans.
But he's doubtful that the human medical advancements will come quickly.
Would it translate to a human therapy? Probably not in the near future, but when one goes from back to totipotency, that's a cell that can create basically all the cells of the body, including the extra embryonic cells such as the placenta, that's a very, very unique type of cell. And it may also teach us a little bit about how some cancers develop, for example, because you're really unlocking a lot of mechanisms there. So will it translate tomorrow? Probably not. But will it add to the big picture? Certainly.
For the moment, Bernie Degnan's research on the sea sponge is still under wraps. But because it's not being patented, the sea sponge's genome sequence will be publicly available in a few months' time.
Carly Laird reporting there.